At his home in Greystones in County Wicklow, we have Eric Dempsey. In Malahide, Richard Collins. But sitting across from me now in studio, Niall Hatch. Niall, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. I've never known there to be a non-busy program as well.
How did you manage with the storm over the weekend?
I got away quite lightly. It was pretty grim, all right, in North Wicklow where I was, living quite close to the sea. There was waves pounding everything. Luckily, my house was safe, but lots of branches down, lots of leaves all over the place. And I'd planted a bit of bird watching, but I just decided to stay nice and warm and toasty.
Good call, Niall. I don't blame you. Eric Dempsey is also joining us. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hello, Derek and the team. Yes, I'm in my home here in County Wicklow, very close to East Coast Nature Reserve. And I was just thinking about that storm. I went down to the East Coast Nature Reserve, 5 mile point there, over the weekend on Saturday afternoon. And it was horrendous weather, and the waves were crashing against the coast. An awful lot of erosion. You know, there was an old car revealed that is only revealed every couple of years when there's big storms. That's been on the beach for years. It's a mad thing to see. But amazingly, I saw my first sand martins and my first swallows hunting over, really low over the pools at East Coast Nature Reserve. And as you know, Derek, swallows being my favourite bird, I felt I have lived another year to see my first swallows again of the year. So, and that is, of course, Derek, where I'm going to be for the Dawn Chorus in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes, the 5th of May, International Dawn Chorus Day, Sunday 5th of May, Make a Date, our annual broadcast of the Dawn Chorus. 29 years in one manner, shape or form this year. And then next year it'll be our 30th anniversary on RT Radio 1 with Mooney Goes Wild and a big, big Dawn Chorus, we hope, with lots of countries taking part. But this year it's on RTE Radio 1, a simulcast with RTE Lyric FM and BBC Radio Wales. Niall and Jim Wilson will be in Cork, but you will be there at the East Coast Nature Reserve. What can you expect to hear?
Well, I am looking forward to trying to listen to grasshopper warblers. That's a bird that we don't hear too often on the Dawn Chorus. I'm also keen to try and get some reed bunting singing and reed warblers. So I'll be in a wetland, but on the east coast, as opposed to the wetland that you have down in Cork. So there's a slightly different variety of species. And of course, fingers crossed, I will hear a bird called a Chetty's warbler, which has been present at East Coast Nature Reserve for the last couple of weeks.
Just to say that, that's the key to a dawn chorus like this, isn't it, Eric, where you have this mix of different habitats?
And absolutely.
That's the beauty both of the East Coast Nature Reserve on the Wicklow coast, and then also then at Cuscany Marsh Nature Reserve down near Cove in Cork, because it's in a relatively discreet and manageable area. You have quite a lot of different habitats. You're talking about the reed-based birds there, the birds that would be sort of willow scrub, the more open country birds, and the coastal birds right there as well. And that mix of habitat is really the key to a nice dawn chorus. That's advice I'd give anybody as well, if you're going out this dawn chorus season, to listen to the birds yourself. Try go to a place where you have a mixture of different habitats, lots of edges as well of those habitats, because that's often where the birds will sing from the edges of where maybe the hedgerow meets the reeds or meets the fields, or where you have that clump of gorse and willow in the middle of a marsh. That's often where the birds' songs at its best.